this. We do this to commemorate them and to help them to understand that we are there for them and we are a community,
yep.
and they're not alone. So to have an event where we can increase our survivors and our caregivers mm-hmm. is a great way, you know, a great goal to have.
Awesome. We have about 2 minutes left. I'm sure you got some phone numbers and some websites that people might want to refer to or go back to learn more about it. So let's hear what
sure.
you got.
Sure. If you're going to come to our event, we would love to have you. But if you could kindly RSVP so that we know how many sandwiches to have made.
I'll have two.
So what we'd like you to do is to RSVP to TracyDepano@cancer.org. That's TracyDepano@cancer.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email me at JTUTELA@comcast.net.
Okay.
Just to let us know so that we make sure that we have enough food.
Mm-hmm.
To join a team or to find out more about our Relay for Life, you can go to www.relayforlife.org, and that's relayforlife.org/Hunterdon, New Jersey, and that'll bring you to our event, and you'll be able to find out more about our event. You can donate, you can buy a luminaria,
mm-hmm.
You can join a team, you can create a team. There's right. lots of things to do at that website, and we'd love to have you.
Great. Awesome. Well, January 13th sounds like it's going to be a good informative meeting, and hopefully you're going to get a lot of folks there, and looking forward to hearing about how successful May 21st was. Let's do this every year. What do you say?
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Pleasure to have you on. Thank you for coming, and thank you, Tracy, for your help as well. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon.com. We're going to move on out of here. Been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again Monday morning, same time. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? You probably know somebody. As Judy said, you're probably one person away from knowing somebody who has cancer or survived cancer or even, unfortunately, was succumbed by cancer. And so perhaps you'd like to participate in Relay for Life. Thank you so much for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. Thank you to Michelle and Mike for their contribution to the show. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com.
Good Morning Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Yeah, it's not personal. This is not a personal attack. These are policy differences.
Republicans Chris Christie and Marco Rubio have been going at it this week. In addition to Marco Rubio saying his disagreements with Chris Christie are policy-related and not personal.
I just honestly don't believe that the next president of the United States and the Republican nominee should be someone like Chris Christie, who got into politics to begin with in order to pass gun control.
President Obama is calling on Congress to do more to broaden background checks on gun buyers. In a CNN town hall meeting in Virginia last night, The president said the government regulates safety on a wide variety of products, from toys to cars. Donald Trump, meanwhile, told a cheering crowd in Vermont that recent mass shootings would be, quote, a whole different story if more good guys were armed. Bells will toll across Tucson, Arizona this morning to mark the fifth anniversary of a deadly mass shooting that shocked the nation. Six people were killed and 13 others injured, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, when a gunman opened fire at a political event she was holding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now, they're two for $5, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I have been doing a bit of a, expose may be the word to use. I'm really not sure. Focusing a little bit more on adult children of alcoholics. And so I just wanted to continue in that same vein. And today I'm going to be talking about how adult children of alcoholics and codependency go hand in hand. Because they actually do. And they do so because often to almost always, growing up in an alcoholic and or dysfunctional family means that your focus is on the person who's got the main issue, which makes it a problem for the whole family. It's not just the person who is struggling with the mental health issue or the alcoholism or the drug addiction or the workaholism or the overeating or the diabetes or the bipolar, the narcissism. It's that what happens within the family is that you take on a role. Everybody has a role, such as a caretaker, an enabler, and a victim. Someone who is the perfectionist, the hero, the avoider or the lost child, the clown or the mascot, the scapegoat. These are the roles that people take on. Now, originally these roles were described for family where you have the dysfunctional / alcoholic. You have the chief enabler, which would be the other adult or caretaker. And then you would have four children, each one taking on a role. And what it does is it creates, in general, a dysfunctional family where no one can be themselves and where everyone has to adapt. So we become adapted. So often when we take on these roles, we progress from just a role to being codependent. and we carry this codependency into our relationships with others within marriages. And part of what happens is we may also create the same situation within our own families as adults. And it's often when we are in these relationships as adults that we begin to see that we're having some kind of issue. I can't even begin to tell you the amount of times I've got clients that come in, say this is the third or fourth time I'm in a relationship with someone, and it turns out it's exactly the same. I seem to always go into relationships with the same people. I remember way back when I was doing some of my own personal work, and realizing that there are patterns, because I couldn't figure out why my first husband was an alcoholic, and I dated several alcoholics. I dated a heroin addict. I dated a cocaine addict. Some of them were in recovery, some were not. And it just amazed me that I seem to have this pattern. What is the pattern about? What is it about me? And that was the question. What was it about me that kept picking people with addiction issues to have relationships? I couldn't figure it out. Other than there must have been something about the choices that I was making. And one of the things that I have learned, not just about myself, but in general, that when we are codependent, what we do is we pick people to have relationships that are reenactments of our childhood. We reenact. We recreate our childhood issues in our adult relationships. And there's several reasons why we do that. One, somehow, if I could fix it, I couldn't fix it when I was a kid, but maybe I could fix it as an adult. That may be one reason. Another reason is somehow because I couldn't fix it, I deserve to be punished. I think the most important reason is because it's familiar. I know how to be in a relationship with an alcoholic, with an addict. I know how to do that. It's familiar. The thing I love about the word familiar, and family, they're the same word, really. Same Latin root. And so I go to what's comfortable. I don't know how to be myself. I know how to be codependent. And so I find myself in a codependent relationship where I've got someone that I need to take care of, that I need to rescue, and that I even enable. And interestingly enough, there's a pattern. It's like I've had clients where they talk about the patterns. A client who dated someone in a band. I'm not going to give the name of the band or the person in the band, but that relationship didn't work out and ended up dating someone in another band with the exact same name. And it wasn't a common name like John either. It's like finding people who say, you know what, I've dated three Toms in my life, all like, you know, Tom, and then the next one was Tom, and then the one after that was Tom. My stepson, he continues to date people and be in relationship with people who either don't have a license or don't like to drive. Significant relationships. It's a pattern. That pattern is because it's familiar. I know how to be in relationship with someone like this. And I stay in my role. In other words, I'm still the victim or the perfectionist. I'm still the hero. I'm still the mascot. I get to continue to do my roles. I'm still adapted because it's what I know now. It's what's comfortable in a very painful sort of way. So when we talk about adult children of alcoholics, laundry list, sick abandonment needs, finding ourselves in the same relationships with the same types of people who continue to abandon us. It's because it's familiar, because we want to fix it. Imago therapy, which is a theory which is about couples counseling, imago meaning mirror image in Greek, basically says we look for people so that we can heal those childhood wounds. They mirror the image of a parent where the wounds run deep. So being an adult child and being codependent usually goes hand in hand as a consequence. And here are some of the characteristics of adult children of alcoholics or dysfunction who also fall into the category of codependent. So these are codependent characteristics of adult children of alcoholics. So, my good feelings about who I am stem from being liked by you. That's a very codependent aspect. I don't know how to be liked just for who I am. I don't like myself, but because you like me, I like me. See, codependents tend to be very much like the chameleon. I like what you like. I don't know what I like. I don't know anything about me, really, because I've been adapted. I've had to fill a role. And then I feel good about myself because I'm getting approval from you. I may be allergic to pistachios, but you love pistachio ice cream, so do I. I'll eat it. Your struggle affects my serenity. So what that means is if you're angry, I'm angry. If you're sad, I'm sad. If you're confused, I'm confused. If you're frustrated, I'm frustrated. If you're grieving, I'm grieving. Now, there's a huge difference between your struggle affecting my serenity in the way I'm talking about and empathy. I can have empathy for someone who is angry or frustrated or grieving or anything else. But that doesn't mean I join you. I know what it feels like to have those feelings. It doesn't mean that I join you. So when someone is really angry, or frustrated. I don't have to get angry and frustrated along with them. That's a very codependent behavior. Because then what happens is that the ACOA codependent person focuses all their attention on solving your problem because your problem is now my problem and I want to relieve your pain because now I'm in pain because you're in pain. And there's that, it's an enmeshment. I don't know where I end and where you begin, and we're all in one big ball of wax, and I have no idea how to find any kind of serenity because it's attached to your life and your being and your frustration and your everything. An ACOA or ACA codependent person's focus is always on the other person. Because you see, growing up in an alcoholic dysfunctional family, our focus is always on that other person. And therefore, we always have to adapt ourselves to fit the situation. So it's a very codependent behavior to be focused on someone else. To be focused on protecting you. Even to be focused on manipulating you to do it my way because I also have a major control problem. I want to control you. I know best somehow. There's the rescuing and the enabling and the caretaking. If you only listened to me, you wouldn't be so angry. Then I wouldn't be angry, and then everything would be fine, and we'd be able to fix it all, except I need somebody to need me. And I feel really good about myself when I can solve your problem. It bolsters my self-esteem by solving your problem. It bolsters my self-esteem by relieving your pain. This is why there's so many codependents in the nursing field, the mental health field, teachers, any one of those careers where we are caretaking. We are loaded with codependents. And oftentimes, adult children of alcoholics or dysfunction. Because we're relieving other people's pain. We're solving other people's problems. We're controlling them. We're telling them what to do. We've got our focus on them. We're protecting them. We don't have to look at ourselves in any way. And we are adapted. We are fully enmeshed and immersed in our roles of being the hero, the caretaker, the enabler. And it's very familiar. I had to make sure that my parent got to bed, or that I had dinner made for my siblings, or I had to clean up the mess, or I had to make sure that there was some orange juice for mom, or I never knew if I was going to get the manic dad or the depressed dad. All of this begins begins that process of developing that codependency. A good codependent puts their interests aside, if they even ever had any. A lot of times when we grow up in these types of households, we are our talents and our interests are not noticed. We're too busy adapting and taking care of. We're too busy hiding, getting into trouble, being the scapegoat. You know, if only you weren't so bad at school, Dad wouldn't have to drink. No idea. And the thing is that in an adult relationship, because I never got to know what my interests were and develop my own hobbies, my time is spent sharing your hobbies and interests. Even if I don't like them, just like I said, I'll eat pistachio ice cream, even though I'm allergic to pistachios, because you like it. And it's very codependent. Someone who is codependent, again, like I said, is very controlling. Your clothing and personal appearance has a direct reflection on me. And, you know, we live in such a codependent society anyway. We're always taking care of other people's problems, trying to relieve other people's pain. Always trying to protect other people and focus on others. That we don't even have time to reflect on ourselves. And we say, you are now a reflection of me. So if you don't have it together, that's somehow my fault. The way you look is a reflection on me. The way you dress, the way you act. The way you behave. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few minutes with more information about how adult children of alcoholics are also codependents and how well they go together. I'll be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 27 degrees. The expected high for today is 31. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 24. There is a chance of rain tomorrow, mostly after 1 p.m., with the temperature around 44. Thursday night, rain likely before midnight. That will then turn to snow after midnight with the temperature around 28. Friday will be mostly clear. A chance some snow in the morning and then clear off. And then Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 13. Sunny on Saturday and a chance of rain and snow on Sunday.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I bring Counselor's Chat to you as a public service to provide some information in terms of good mental health. Past several weeks, I've been talking about adult children. There's an adult children laundry list, which really kind of gives the list of characteristics of adult children. Last week, I talked about who your adult child might be. And this week, I'm talking about adult children in terms of how it is connected to codependency. So, I've been going through a list of definitions that apply to adult children and codependency. Mainly that my feelings about who I am come from being liked by you or being approved by you, that my attention on solving your problems and relieving your pain affect my ability to have a sense of serenity in my life. Your feelings become my feelings. My mental attention is focused on you. I'm focused on protecting you. I'm focused on manipulating what you do so you do it my way, solving your problems, relieving your pain. My focus is all on you. It's what I learned to do as a child, to adapt myself to the situation so I focus on someone else. I don't get to know anything about who I am, to the point of I don't even know what my own interests and hobbies are. My interests and hobbies are your interests and hobbies. I look at it that your appearance reflects on who I am. The way you behave reflects on who I am. Those are all codependent tendencies. In addition, I'm not aware of how I feel. I'm aware of how you feel. I know when you're angry. I know when you're sad. It's really interesting. And I know this is a situation for me when I was started my own healing recovery process. Something would happen. And almost a week would go by and I'd go, you know what? Wait a minute. That was an insult. Wait a minute. I'm really kind of angry about that. And this situation would sort of fester all week in my head. And finally, it connected to a feeling. That's why when adult children of alcoholics go into counseling, there's so much talk about grieving the loss of childhood because there were no feelings attached to really what was going on because we're so busy being focused on what is going on. So there is no sense of sadness in the moment or anger in the moment. It happens after. As a consequence, we're really not aware of our feelings in the current moment. Not only that, not aware of what I want. I ask what you want. Because I don't know what I want. And then I make assumptions about what you want. Because the focus, again, is always on you. The dreams that I might have for my future, I actually don't really have any. They're linked to what you want to do. And my fear of rejection and abandonment determines what I say and what I do. I want to make sure that you're always happy. I don't want you to get angry. So I'm willing to just about do anything. In addition, my fear of your anger determines what I say or do. Becomes this vicious cycle. I want to control you, and yet I allow you to control me because I'm afraid that you may reject me or abandon me. Because you see, if I'm left alone, I have no idea how to handle it. I have no idea what to do. I don't know who I am. As a matter of fact, I don't like who I am. So why would I want to be with me? It's like talking to someone who says, well, yes, I am in a relationship, but I'm having an affair on the side just in case the relationship doesn't work. I'm not going to ever have to be alone. And believe me, I've heard clients say just those kinds of things. And then they wonder why their relationships don't work. Because they don't. One of the things that people who are adult children of alcoholics / codependents, they do a lot of giving. And giving is a way of feeling safe. I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give for you. I'm going to buy your love. Because I don't think that you can really love me. There's a book, and that might be what I'm going to do next week, called Struggle for Intimacy. It's about the myths that adult children have in terms of relationships. I'm going to leave you before you leave me. I don't know how to have an intimate relationship with someone because I can't even have that with, I don't even know who I am. I can't have an intimate relationship or intimate knowledge of myself. How in the world, again, because I'm adapted, how in the world am I going to have a relationship with you that's healthy, that's genuine? This is why so often people in codependent relationships are very focused on that relationship, and their social circle diminishes. I give up all my friends, all my hobbies, all my activities, all the things, because I'm in relationship with you. In addition, someone who is codependent and who is an adult child, they put their values inside in order to stay connected to you. This is part of why people who are in relationship, first of all, I'm attracted to an alcoholic because that's familiar. I know how to be in a relationship with an alcoholic. Well, one of the ways I'm going to stay in this relationship with you is to drink with you. And I become an alcoholic. That's part of what happens. So not only do I have the genetic, possible genetic predisposition towards alcoholism, I find myself in an alcoholic relationship. I drink with you in a way that turns me into an alcoholic, and the cycle continues. So when we are adapted, again, I'm going to use that word, and I'm using that word specifically. If you were to look up transactional analysis, which is a theory, a counseling theory that has been around for a while. I think I mentioned it a little bit last week, where we have the adapted child, the adapted adult, and the adapted parent. And these are all aspects. So my self-talk, I can have a very critical parent in my head. Lots of, that was stupid, that was dumb, I can't believe you did that. Here you are again in another stupid relationship with another. Okay, so those are the negative critical self-talk. And what that does is it feeds on the adapted child. And we call it game playing. Because I'm not being genuine. I'm playing a game. I have a role to play. Like I'm on the stage and I'm acting out my life. I'm acting it out in a way that I think you're going to like and you're going to approve of, and therefore you're not going to reject me and I won't feel abandoned. Even to the point of putting my values aside to stay connected with you. Which can lead to some really dangerous situations, even life-threatening. We put our opinions aside. And our way of doing things. Because it's more important to stay in that relationship. Making my quality of life directly connected to your quality of life. It's like saying, I don't know what she's doing with this guy. Or what he's doing with this girl. He's got his doctorate in this and he's that and he's whatever. And he's got this person who dropped out of high school who's an alcoholic that he keeps taking care of. And they live in a dump. Really? What is going on? Chances are, when we grow up in these types of dysfunctional families, we learn to function with the beliefs that I just listed in order to survive our family life. These are survival techniques. It's too dangerous, too painful to be genuine. And so we grow up into adulthood not knowing who we are. Because what we've been doing is satisfying the needs of others our whole life. Keeping it quiet. Making people happy. Believe it or not, satisfying the needs of the dysfunctional family, being the family scapegoat. Again, Dad wouldn't need to, I'm just using typical scenarios. Dad wouldn't need to drink if you did better in school. Now you're the scapegoat. I wouldn't have to drink all afternoon if you kids would behave better. I'm blaming you. Therefore, we have to adapt. This is part of why I'm going to say we have a very codependent society. We struggle in general with depression and anxiety and even anger. Because we don't know who we are. One of the most healthy things that we do in our society is we say, when you get on that plane, and if there's an emergency, and the air mask drops, put it on yourself first. Then take care of the person next to you. Take care of yourself first. Then take care of the other person next to you. America, take care of yourself first before you can take care of the rest of the world. That is a very healthy statement. Take care of the world first. At the risk of your own safety and needs is very codependent. Approximately 43% of the U.S. population have been exposed to alcoholism in their family. And this doesn't necessarily mean it to be a parent. Could be a parent, an aunt or uncle, a grandparent, a sibling. 43% of adults in the United States have been exposed to alcoholism and or addiction in their family. And I'm just quoting an alcoholism. Just think about the heroin and the opiate addiction and the gambling addiction and the sex addiction. It goes on and on, and the food addiction, on and on and on. Almost one in five American adults, about 18%, lived with an alcoholic while growing up. Roughly one in eight American adult drinkers is an alcoholic. Or experience problems due to the use of alcohol. And this is just alcohol. I'm not including the opiates, the gambling addiction, the sex addiction, the workaholism. The addiction to gaming. The addiction to Facebook. So when we start putting it all together, begin to look at this huge picture of an addicted society. There are estimated 26.8 million children of alcoholics in the United States. 11 million are under the age of 18. These children are all turning into codependents. being a little political, when we look at the picture of what's going on in our country, where we have one group that says put America first and the other one that says we got to take care of everybody and have open borders, that's codependent. So I look at this whole thing from the perspective of a counselor. Take a step back and I look at it. We will do anything to receive approval from you. Our mental attention is focused on solving your problem, protecting you, manipulating you. What kind of country do you think we want to be? If we're not taking care of everybody. It's so important. It's crucial to educate yourself about your own roles and your own functions within your family. As you gain insight, as you heal, it will change your entire life and how you relate to others. Self-care, self-esteem. The word there is self. And you've heard me say this before. So I'm going to take another short little break, and I will be back with finishing up my show on Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Do
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. Please also follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. If you have any comments, you can leave them there or you can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list, and I would love to see you if you're struggling with any of these things that I'm talking about. So just to finish up, if you find that you're a codependent, if you also grew up in an alcoholic or a dysfunctional home and you find that you're codependent, what you need to do first is to stop enabling. Enabling is when we really try and do things for other people and fix other people's problems in a way that prevents them from growing or being responsible. So that's one of the first things that you have to do. Don't sacrifice yourself to meet someone else's needs, especially when they're capable of meeting their own needs. Encourage people to be who they are. Be yourself. That's so important. Learn how to set boundaries. Know what your limits are. Practice self-care. Build self-esteem. Go to counseling. Attend support group, such as Adult Children of Alcoholics or Al-Anon, or even a codependent anonymous group, which you can find all of these through Googling online. So I hope this has been helpful. Like I said, next week I may talk a little bit more about being in relationship with an adult child of an alcoholic, what that would be like, just to sort of continue my theme. So I will be back next week. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, again, your host for Counselor's Chat. I wish you a good week and good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear missiles could very soon threaten our homeland.
President Trump discussing the threat from North Korea during his State of the Union address.
We are waging a campaign of maximum pressure to prevent that from ever happening.
Just hours later comes a report that North Korea is planning to show off dozens of its long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles at a February 8th parade, the day before the Winter Olympics is set to begin in South Korea, according to two diplomatic sources who spoke to CNN. The sources say that the idea is to scare the H out of Americans. FBI Director Christopher Wray reportedly does not want the White House to publicly release a classified memo claiming bias within the Bureau. The reports say he wants it held back because he believes it contains inaccurate information. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and